What is up? We are back.
We're back.
Again. Because we kind of left, but we're here. We didn't really kind of leave. we've been on it. So I was walking my dog this morning in the fog, and I was trying to catch some fog, but I missed. Don't give me that fake ass laugh. I swear to God. All right. We're doing. What do we call this? How would you explain?
A bracket.
This? Not a bracket. Are we doing a bracket? Or are we doing the one where we take away?
Yeah.
I thought we were like you just take it away completely.
Oh.
Like you can just live without it.
Yeah. So how are we gonna do it? We're doing four.
Well. Yeah. We can get rid of four. Okay. So we're doing 90 shows. Okay. We got it broken down between 90s Cartoon Network, 90s Nickelodeon, 90s Disney, 90s WB. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That makes sense. We're all clear on that.
Yeah.
Are we doing the shows in general or are we doing like only cartoon shows?
Cartoons.
Okay. So these are all cartoon shows that starred in the 90s at some point. So if it started in 1999, we're considering that a 90s show, right? Is that fair to assume? Okay. What do you want to start with first? You want to start with Disney?
Can we put it here so I can see it?
No.
Yes.
You need to get grease all over it. So what are we starting first?
Yes, I want to touch it.
Exactly. Take the shit out of your mouth first, all right?
No, put it down. I cannot
see. I cannot see.
All right. So,
what do you want to start with first is what I'm asking you.
Nickelodeon. Okay. We're already there.
All right. So, I'm going to burn through the list really quick. And then, like, when we stop, it's like probably be the end of it. So, we have All That, Rocko's Modern Life, Rugrats, Clarissa Explains It All, Kenan and Kel, Hey Arnold, Cat Dog, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, no, cartoons, though.
I told you. Do you want to do shows?
And I said cartoon.
Okay.
We can go back to it.
All right. Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Rugrats. Hey Arnold. Cat Dog. The Wild Thornberries. Ren and Stimpy. Ah, Real Monsters. Angry Beavers. Doug. SpongeBob.
Oh,
Kablam.
Man.
Rocket Power.
Ugh.
Let's see. What else we got? Blue's Clues. All these are shows.
Because you put shows.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck out of here. Let's see.
Yeah.
There's only like 14?
They're just, this is their opinion on what you will love.
Oh, okay.
Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, Rocko's Modern Life, Real Monsters. I feel like they didn't have that much cartoon shows. I feel like they had more like actual shows.
Yeah, but we can still narrow it down though.
Angry Beavers.
I was about to say, my show is known.
Rocket Power, As Told by Ginger, Fairly Odd Parents.
Invader Zim.
Invader Zim.
Why is that a bonus?
Because SpongeBob came out in 1999.
Oh.
So that's like the thing. All right, so we said you can live without one show. Let's do what we can live out without two shows. Does that make sense?
How about, let's switch it up. So, like, there's a lot. You only get to pick one show to be yours. The rest
is gone.
Gone.
Okay.
And then we can feed off each other on that.
Okay, so one show only.
You pick one show. So, let's say for each channel, one show that will be like, okay,
like that's my show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm willing to lose the other shows
for that
show. that's tough.
And you just fucked everything up.
That's
we're doing
what
this
I
on
love.
The fly because we haven't been thinking about any of this. Fuck. I'm trying to pull up a thing where it's like we could see all the pictures of everything. All right, since you brought this up, you can go first on this.
Well,
does Lil Bill count as the show?
Yeah, that's a. It's Nick. It's Lil. Like,
is it like
Nick Jr.?
We counted that as an anime.
No, we're not doing Nick Jr. Please. No.
Blue's Clues was Nick Jr.
Huh?
Blue's Clues was Nick Jr.
I know.
But no, that's live action. Blue's Clues, you got lucky on that shit.
So this is how we'll do it. Let's take some out that we're like, yeah, I can live without.
As told by Ginger. Bye.
Oh, well, I'm doing mines first.
You said that we could agree on.
That's going to be tough,
though. All right, fine.
Because I love As Told by
Ginger. All right, go ahead.
So can you put the list up?
That's pretty much the list right there. Doug, Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy, Rugrats Modern Life, Aria, Monsters, Kablam.
Here I go. Okay. So, based off this list right here, there's 14 of them right here. So,
all right. So, disclaimer beforehand, before we get too far deep into this.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be forgetting about a show. Probably. It's probably going to happen. We did that with the Disney one. We forgot about Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we had to, like, change our whole list because of it. Like,
yeah.
We're going to forget about a show that everyone remembers, and for whatever reason, we don't. And we're going to be like, shit.
All right. Yeah, so, call us out on it.
So, in the comments below, you know, text number. No. But, no, like, let us know if we forgot a show and, like, if we have to update this and we have to do, like, a 2.0 version of this.
Right. So, I'll cut out Invader Zim. Don't need it.
Okay.
Fairy Odd Parents can cut that out. Don't need it.
Mm.
I mean,
no, it's your choice. We can have
As Told by Ginger. Don't need it. Rocket Power's in the running. Wild Thornberries, don't need it. Cat Doll, don't need it. Angry Beavers, don't need it. Hey Arnold is in the running. Kablam, no. Real Monsters, no. Rocko's Modern Life, nope. Ren and Stimpy, nope. Rugrats in the running. And Doug. In the running. So right. I have 4 narrowed down out of the 14 already.
So you want to narrow down to 4.
Yeah, I can like
so you
convince
can
myself, hey, I like this show.
Okay.
So I have my 4. Let's see what 4 you have.
All right, so I got Doug. Doug's in it. Rugrats for sure.
So you have Doug, Rugrats. 2 more.
Did you want SpongeBob in yours?
I can do without SpongeBob. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but...
And Hey Arnold.
So yeah, Fairly Odd Parents and Hey Arnold?
Fairly Odd Parents, Hey Arnold.
Doug.
Rugrats. And Rugrats.
Okay. So... Based off my 4, let's talk about Doug.
Are we agreeing on this, or are we giving our own, like, opinion?
Can we...
Do you want to, like, bounce stuff off?
Yeah. Can we actually... Because I have my TV right here. Can we just see a little footage of it? And, like, so we can have that nostalgia. Be like, oh, yeah.
You're going to have to jump to, like, a middle part.
Yeah, well, we can just even see the, you know... theme song or something like that.
Okay, well, I mean, you can look that up on your computer. That we
this
have
is
in front
easier,
of us.
Though.
It's literally type it in.
No. Don't do it.
No. We type it in.
No. I have a fucking huge TV right
okay,
here.
Okay, but you were just listening to the theme song of Doug?
We're not listening to the theme song. We're going to watch something a little bit so we can have the nostalgia.
Oh, my God.
When's the last time you seen these shows? When's the last time you seen these shows?
Go ahead.
Why the fuck?
Oh. No, it's easier. It's much easier.
And we can still have the lisp?
A lisp?
A lisp.
We can still have the lisp.
Hush.
What are you talking about?
The lisp on the screen, so we don't have to worry about
it. Okay. Hey. My friend's song is on here. Or not my friend. Matt's friend. Flaming Ghosts.
So, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. So, Doug. Oh, it's tough.
So talk a little bit about Doug for you. Like, why is it in your top?
Well, it was just a show I resonated with. I love the characters. You know, Doug, Skeeter, Patty Mayonnaise, Pork Chop. Like, how creative a fucking dog name is that? Pork Chop. Right.
Do we ever see his parents?
Yeah. His parents are in it. Yeah. They look just alike.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, Roger.
Hey, funny.
Roger.
Hey, funny.
That was really good, too.
Get out of the way, funny.
And I... that was good. And I always wanted to do the journal when he would do it at the end.
Yeah.
He'd be like, dear journal, I did this, I did that. I used to pretend like I had a journal and I would say it in my head, like, dear journal.
I can never do that. Yeah. I can never keep up with it.
Yeah, so Doug was one of those shows I was like, I need to watch this all the time. And I remember when his movie came out. Doug's first movie.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like,
no full episodes.
Want to do that, but
I mean, it should pull it up, right?
Yeah.
This shit we should have loaded up ahead of time.
Well, you just started playing it.
I already got it.
No, you got my hair on shit ready to go. You like, already started playing.
No, stop complaining because I had shit ready to go on here. It took me 2 seconds. Your shit is still loading up.
I don't care. Do you think I care?
A little bit.
I'm a thug.
Shut up. We're talking about cartoon shows.
I don't care. Thugs watch cartoon shows too.
Oh my god. Now we gotta listen to a 5 second ad.
It does that here too.
Okay, but we could have been past it already.
You just caused the trouble. Alright. So if you guys can hear it a little bit. So, should we just watch, like, 2 minutes of it?
Yeah. So, at least the opening and then, like, the first, like, minute.
Yeah.
Okay? So. Dude. Oh, it's nostalgia.
Yeah.
I forgot how, like, good, like...
What was the cat's name in this?
I forgot.
And the cat used to scare Porchop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think who had the best theme song?
Out of like the four?
Out of the, yeah, your four.
Fairly Odd Parents, only because it was so catchy and like I knew, like, when you got to like the little rap part,
yeah,
like that was like part I always wanted to like get in. You know, last week my life was just about perfect.
Okay.
All of a sudden, my dad's yeah, that's right.
What was this? Fucking Judy.
Judy.
Dad, can you try to dodge the bumps? I'm getting ink blobs on my journal.
That's a big 10-4, good buddy.
Bluffington! Oh my god!
Funny families arrived.
How do they know?
Population 20,001. I guess the one is
me.
Oh, I forgot about this.
That's me.
Hey!
What the heck? I forgot about that part.
Yeah. That's a good part.
Yeah. Anyway, they put in like a weird name over there.
Right, it was weird.
Like, it threw us off. It was edited, obviously.
Yeah.
I claim this place.
I always wanted a dog like Porkchop.
I know. So smart.
What the hell? Did you see that?
Yeah.
They already drew in a sign and they put it in.
Raccoon.
Man, this is like my 90s that they don't like think about. To her, life is a great big movie
and she's playing all the good parts. Do for like 30 seconds. The
air is killer tofu. The fragrance of this new venture. She's a beatnik.
They look weird though.
Huh?
Like their illustration, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's their pilot episode, so.
Yeah.
Pilot episode always looks a little weird.
You can tell this is him.
Yeah.
furniture be inside the house?
My best friend, Porkchop, had his own moving to do.
Oh, Porkchop.
I don't think people realize how much stuff a dog can accumulate.
We don't even see Steven.
Right.
Hey, Dad!
Dad was doing what he does best. Pictures. Well, that's why we
moved right.
in the first place.
All right, so we got some of that on Doug.
Okay.
So we have some common ones, right? Doug and
yeah. Hey, we always seem to have a lot of common stuff. It's like amongst our lists.
Yeah.
I think it's just it's weird, and I've said this like multiple times that it's just like we grew up in different, I guess, environments.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But our lifestyles are, like, super similar
right.
in a sense. You know? Did you ever see the new movie for Hey Arnold?
No.
I watched it. Like, it wasn't that great. It was rushed, and it was like, we're just giving you the answer that you've all been looking for.
Did you know that they did a live action of Kim Possible? Even though
I know.
We're not talking about it. Terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Trash. I was like, if you don't stop with this garbage, get out of here.
Oh, the grunts.
Do the opening theme song. Here we go. Arnold. Move it, football head.
I know.
I always loved the beginning because like a lot of it was very jazz based.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, Arnold. Did you ever do that? Like, with friends?
I tried. It was never a thing. We always wanted to have our own thing.
Yeah. Who was your favorite character?
Gerald.
Same.
I always thought Gerald was, like, cool. Yeah. He was, like, slick with it cool.
Like, he was just, like, it was a non-caring cool. Like, he wasn't trying to be cool. He was just himself. Right.
Like, he was himself, but, like, that's what made him cool.
Yeah.
Move it, football head!
But, yeah, Hey Arnold, why I picked Hey Arnold was, it gave me that sense, like, I know it was based off New York. You can just tell.
Yeah.
And it's I like that. Yeah. And I like that, like, how they were all playing and, like, there were tons of friends together all the time and they were always doing adventures. And I always wonder about his parents and everything like that.
We all wondered about his parents. It took him, like, 20 years to finally put out the movie for it.
Right.
And if you guys haven't seen it, it's out. You can actually stream it on, like, whatever website.
Don't watch it.
It was a letdown for sure.
Yeah.
But I think the big thing was because I felt like so much time had passed is that it shouldn't have been made. Yeah. It should have just been left like a mystery alone. And everything, you know, if possible, they should have did like a GoFundMe to get the original artist back and the writers and like did a couple episodes and like get more information about it, but not reveal like what happened to the parents.
I never watch a show if they change creators. Directors,
yes, you do.
Writers. What show have I watched that they changed creators on?
No, that they changed something on it? Something like, drastic?
No, like, changed creators. Like, the people who originally thought of the fucking, you know, the idea where I'm like...
No, you've watched a show where they've changed something big in the show.
I'm talking about behind the scenes.
Okay. This is not what you said before, but okay.
I literally said creators!
No, like, you said creators... If they change someone in the show.
No, I said creators, if they change, like, the writers in the show.
All right. There's probably a show out there that we've watched that they've done that.
Because I know this is off, you know, by wide margin, but Boondocks, when the creator and he was producing it stopped being on the show, I was like, I'm not watching that shit. It was terrible after. I was like, no way.
Because it was all rushed. The same with Chappelle's show.
Chappelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like, once he left, like, they're like, we're just gonna show you all his old stuff. He's like, I'm getting paid for this regardless. What's the next one?
Rocket Power.
No, you were gonna play it, right?
Rocket Power. It will ride us
On a mission, action, kids in fight position, rocket power.
Okay, so you got Doug, Hey Arnold,
Rocket Power.
Rocket Power, and then there's one more. I love Rocket Power because it was cool that they were doing all these sports. It basically, like,
it was like kids doing like high end like tricks and everything. You're like, what?
Like, it made me. Did I just see Recess?
You did see Recess.
That was Disney. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was Disney. Okay.
You're like, I forgot it on Nick. Wasn't on Nick.
Yeah, I was like, because
I didn't watch that many Disney shows. That's why.
So that one should be easy for you.
Yeah, I could.
There's a lot of it. It should come out.
But yeah, they did a lot of extreme sports where I was like, they're making it cool.
Right.
Like, skateboarding, I did, like, was intrigued because Brink.
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk, he was okay. It was just like when I saw Brink, I was like, I love, you know, I would do that. But like snowboarding, skiing.
I love how they made like knee pads and like helmets and everything cool.
Yeah.
Like, because it wasn't cool to wear that.
Like surfing. Surfing's pretty cool anyway, but it was like, it made me want to go outside and go do that stuff.
Right.
Which is rare now. You can't find too many shows where it makes a kid want to go do what they're doing, you know? Where it's active.
Right.
Does that make sense?
This definitely has that, like, 90s vibe to it.
Yeah.
For that music video. A lot of these music videos. Like, we were watching the Batman Beyond thing, and we were talking about, it's like, it definitely,
you can
has
just
that
tell
2000 vibes to it.
Yeah.
You know, just like based on, like, it was like power, greed. I'm like, what is the subliminal messaging in the beginning? Like,
right.
why was I cool with like all this stuff? What was your last one?
Rugrats.
Alright. My grandma loved Rugrats. It was like one of the only cartoons she sat there and like watched with me constantly.
So Rugrats, yeah, like you said, my mom loved Rugrats. Like, we would watch it in the afternoon, like when I was in not kindergarten, but like preschool, and I got out early.
Right.
As soon as you got home. Because
you're 3 years younger than me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
No, 2. Because you're going to be 30 and I'm going to be 28.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Every time I heard this, I was like, yes! This shit's about to be dope.
Right. It was always so cool, like, because their imagination, like, what they did. Like, they made it look like they went on this grand adventure and it was, like, getting a stuffed animal off a couch.
And you forget, right?
Right.
Like,
you get so caught up into
it. Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite Rugrat?
Huh?
Who's your favorite Rugrat?
Tommy. By far.
Mine was Chucky.
Yeah?
Because he was, like... Because he was, like, he was scared to do stuff, but he did it anyway. And
yeah.
I was, like, I was all about, like, facing my fears and, like, how to do stuff.
But
I was, like, if
Tommy
Chucky
was
the
leader,
yeah.
If Tommy didn't eat, you know, egg him on, was like, come on, Chucky.
All right, hold on. Rewind that scene real quick. All right, so there's a scene in here that always throws me off. And it's, like, the vacuum getting caught on something. Right? So, like, he knocks down the cat. Right? Mm-hmm. They come out. But look, so like, this part right here.
Yeah, that's the dirt.
Do you know what it got caught on?
Uh-uh.
It got caught on the edge of the wall.
Oh.
But like, the way they did it, like,
yeah,
didn't make any sense to me. And for the longest time, I could not figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, what it was until like I got older and I watched it and I was like, now I understand 3D spaces and that. Now
right.
I understand all that. But.
But yeah, those are. Those are the four. What was the... you had two...
Fairly Odd Parents was mine.
Okay.
That was my other one. Because I didn't have Rocket Power on there.
Okay.
I had Fairly Odd Parents instead. But that one's because, like, I just sang the whole song every single time. Like, when it came on.
I did like this show. This would have been close, too.
I just liked it for the fact that it was, like... Any kid that was miserable could have, like, something like this before, like, you were 12 or something like that. And I was like, hey, I'm that age. Because I was, like, the age of Timmy Turner, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, around that age. or not as old as him or something like that. Come on, I'm watching a Nintendo Switch commercial. What is this? Actually, that is a pretty dope game. I wouldn't want to play that.
That shit looks good.
Yeah. Oh. Like, yeah, I want to get a Switch, and then we can play, like, some games on it and then on here, too.
Yeah.
Timmy is an average kid that no one understands. I think, like, the beginning was so well done. Like, you see, like, her laughing in that bottom panel and then going up?
Mm-hmm.
I always love Cosmo.
Yeah. Yes.
Chocolate shake!
Fairy Odd Parents. So, you want to talk about Fairy Odd Parents? Like, why?
It was cool. I just love, like, the kind of stuff that he would get into, and then he would realize magic doesn't solve, like, your problems, and you have to, like, revert everything back to how it was, and he would, like, face, like, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, the big premise of the whole thing. Somebody tried to tell me, like, Fairy Odd Parents promotes drive-by shootings, and I was like, in what universe is it? Alright. But yeah, so it was like, oh, I have to talk with this girl. Oh, I'm just gonna do all this stuff to make this girl love me, you know? And then, like, it didn't work out. And he's like, no, like, as much as I want this, like, that's not how it's supposed to be. So let me take this all back, mm-hmm. you know? And then, like, I'll just go straight up. And, like, he'll ask, like, the girl, and the girl will be like, no, bye. And he's like, well, I did it. Like, I, you know, shot my shot
yeah.
the way I was supposed to, you know, with no help. So I can, like, feel better about myself in that sense.
Yeah.
So it was always, like, cool to, like, you know, you just get caught into it as a kid. But, like, when you get a little older, you're like, yeah, like, you do have to kind of just face your things. Like, that's what I do now, too. A lot of it is, like, oh, I wish I could just make these things disappear. But I can't. I have to face, like, whatever it is.
Right.
You know. So that's why I've always liked it.
Okay. So this is how I think we should do it. So we'll just go back and forth and narrow it down. So this first round, we're just going to say what we're going to take out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do it. Keep going until we have our one for Nickelodeon. You want to go first?
I'm going to take out Doug.
You're going to take out Doug?
Like, as much as I really like Doug, I don't feel like I watch it as much as I'd like to think. Or as much as I watched the other shows. So.
Doug, god damn it.
Like, it was good, don't get me wrong. Like, I love watching it, but I didn't watch it as much as the other shows on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly Odd Parents, I probably watched the most out of all of them. But.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Doug, too. Because Doug came, it came, like, when I was, like, young. So I wasn't really watching.
Yeah, it was, a lot of the stuff, it's like.
And, like, I remember I was mentioning, like, the graphics.
Like,
and
yeah, it was, like, preteen kind of, like, talking. Like, that's what I felt like Doug was more geared towards.
Yeah.
Not so much, like, you know, someone in elementary school.
Right.
I think someone, like, going into junior high.
Like, was, of course, like, we were fascinated with it. It's in our top four.
Right.
But we weren't, like, resonating with it where we're, like, god, like, I can't stop watching this show. You're just, like, I'm fascinated by the story.
Right.
And the character's the
story. Yeah. That's what's crazy. All
right. So, I agree.
All right, you take off your next one.
Damn.
I think I already know what my number one is.
So,
No, it's okay. Let's just have dead air on the
Well, podcast. I'm thinking here.
Okay,
that's think why out loud. if you have your number one, go, what's your, take one out.
All right, next one, Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
That's gonna be number three for me. As much as I liked it, the other two are just too high on the list for me to, like, discredit them any further than that.
Yeah. Okay. This was a tough one. God damn it. Rocket Power. I'm gonna take it out.
Yeah?
It's very tough because
see, there we go again with the same list.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold and Rugrats is number one and two. Like, we can't even argue at each other. We're like, hey, you're right.
But we might have different.
Oh, I bet you we will.
Okay. Rocket Power is still great, though. Like, I remember just, like I said before, I was just watching it all the time. And I was just fascinated just watching them and the characters and everything. It made me want to be in Hawaii. I don't know if it's based off Hawaii, but
I think they're like LA.
Yeah, I think they're in like LA, cause
or something like that.
Yeah, but it made me want to be on the beach a lot of the times.
Yeah, cause and you didn't. When was the first time you went to the beach?
Like last year.
Was it okay?
Yeah. So yeah,
I mean that's a common thing for me because I grew up in the Bay Area, so I'm like, I've been to the beach at least like 8 times a year.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was like, based off LA because they had like that pier, the name, the piers, and yeah, like
the shop. Yeah. Oh, because I was telling you in the movie Us. I used to have my birthday at Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Like at the beach, and like, and I would like where they were like that last scene where they're standing in lines, like in that area is like where I would have my birthday. Dang. Which is crazy because it's like, yeah, I remember going there for like 5 years. Well, they don't. It doesn't explain anything. I said in that last scene, like right there, like they're gonna be like, oh, I know that. Or other people are like, I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
Oh, they just know it's Santa Cruz. That's
but
it.
But yeah, Rocket Power. It's gotta go, but
all right.
It was a tough decision, too.
Do you want to talk about these next two, and like
how they line up with each other? We can even go character.
I can kind of break it down.
Let's go leader to leader. So, if you had to choose, Arnold, or Tom.
Well, because I'm gonna go like why these are in my top two.
Okay, you can go. With that.
So. I grew up with my grandparents a lot. My mom did a lot for me growing up, as explained before, but I grew up with my grandparents a lot, so I would watch these shows in my grandparents' house, Rugrats and Hey Arnold. My cousin was there with me, the cousin I live with now, so we would watch these shows also. Rugrats was a big thing for our family, though. My grandpa would always kind of get up a little bit later, but my cousin and I were always up at the crack of dawn with my grandma. And my grandma would be doing, like, her nursing office stuff from, like, the night before overnight, you know. And she would sit there, and we'd watch Rugrats. And she would, like, love it because it was, like, all about, like, little kids and everything and, like, the grand adventures that they were doing. Mm-hmm. She loved the art style. She loved, like, how everyone's personalities. Her favorite was Tommy, by the way.
Which is most people's
favorite. Yeah. And, like, we love watching it together. Like, we would make tea and, like, sit there on the couch. She'd make us breakfast, and, like, we'd sit there and watch and eat it. I resonated a lot with Tommy also because of his grandpa. Because my grandpa was always in my life, and Tommy had his grandpa that was, like, literally always there in his life. Not to say his parents weren't there, you know, but, like, you know, his grandpa was, like, a huge, like, part of his life. Hey Arnold was big for me also because I was always with my grandparents. And my grandparents, yeah, like, were really big to me in a lot of different ways. My grandma was exactly like the grandma in the show. It was like, let's do something crazy. Like, no, you can't break the turtle out of the zoo. Like, nope, we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, the grandpa's like, oh, well, you know, like, I still love her no matter what. But here,
take this
helmet, you know, and be safe. You know, and he's like, that's how my grandpa was. He was like, yeah, just be safe on it. My grandma's like, let's go on an adventure and, like, do something crazy. And I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah.
So, like, those really resonated with me so much. And that's why I'm, like, conflicted with those two. Because I'm like, oh, I really love this. Because, like, we're all about helping other people and, like, talking with different types of people, you know, growing up. And then the Rugrats were just like, yeah, like, we're just a laid-back family. And, like, crazy stuff just happens. So.
Yeah. Just based off that, Rugrats was a huge deal in my family because, like, it showed imagination, you know? Like, how many shows today, if you see children's shows where they're based off imagination? You know, I remember them doing, like, certain type of episodes where they're in the kitchen and all of a sudden they're in this journey doing something. And I remember doing that, trying to do that myself, and act like trying to imagine all those things happening so it can make it more fun for me. So I love the message. I don't know if that was their message, but like showing more, like, use your imagination in a sense.
Did you hear the theory about Angelica made up all the kids and Susie's her doctor?
Really?
So the theory is Susie Carmichael, so for those of you that don't know, was a little black girl that was, like, super smart, but, like, the same age as Angelica. Angelica was this bossy little girl from, it's basically Tommy's cousin, but older, and she's, like, she feels entitled.
I'm pretty sure whoever watches
is. Yeah, but I'm, like, explaining, like, the rough thing. So
The theory is, and it's like a fan theory that someone made up, is that Angelica made up Tommy, the twins, and Chucky, Phil and Lil, right? Mm-hmm. And Susie Carmichael is her doctor, because Susie always wanted to be a doctor, you know? So that's why you don't see Susie that much, and that's why you only see her certain episodes, because that's when she comes and visits. That's why you see Angelica in almost every episode with the kids.
Yeah.
So the reason why Phil and Lil are made up is because she knew that the family wanted a boy or a girl, but couldn't decide on which one, so that's why they have a boy and a girl. Tommy is always bald because he was like an aborted fetus or something like that.
What?
Yeah, and like dark. It got like super dark, and I was like, "What the fuck?" Yeah. Like it was like the same ones that were like, "Oh yeah, Will is actually dead the whole time, and he's in heaven, like, and that's where he lives, and that's why you never see his family until they come and visit his grave, like when his mom comes and visit him. That's Will. The like the Fresh Prince.
Oh, no, that don't.
Like, no, it when you read it, you're like. Because, like, it makes kind of sense where it's like, oh, okay, that might be a thing. Obviously, it's not, you know, but it's, like, a fan theory. Like, this could be a thing.
I was just saying, people got too much time on their hands.
No, it's always cool to, like, imagine those kind of things. You know, it's, like, at the end of Inception, like, when the thing was spinning, like, is he, like, awake or is he still in a dream? You know, because the thing was still spinning.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, it falls along the lines of those. It's always cool to, like, wonder what it is. Obviously, I'm, like, no, like, that shit, like, happened. Right. It's not in Angelica's head, but it's, like, whoa, like, I never thought of it that way. But yeah, sorry. So
oh,
side
note.
That was cool.
But yeah, Rugrats, it just made me have more imagination when I was younger. Hey Arnold, like I said before, just love just like the continuity of like all the kids.
Whoa, big word there.
Yeah.
I see you with the laptop learning.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've been on my Google searches.
hey, hold on. Let me see your Google
search. By the way, if you saw the last, if you heard the last podcast, Jorge thought I would be the one always searching words and like
questions. Right. But am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Like, I was like, everybody was like, "Oh, I want to know what he's searching. What kind of freaky shit?" And I was like, "No, his ass probably going. What does conundrum mean?
Yeah.
How do I put that in a sentence?" I'm like, he's smart. Like,
I looked at you, I was like, motherfucker, know me too much.
Right. How many times does something come up by Lucky? I'm like, I know damn well your ass be doing this. Like, one of them was, sorry, we're going on a tangent. One of them was like, oh, dance like no one is watching. You know, and I was like, Keywon dances wherever we go. Like, we're one of those people that will dance. Like, I don't care if you're watching, if you're not you're watching. Right? We're walking down the street by ourselves. I'm like breaking out in song and dance.
So, you know? I got from that where it's like, you don't care if people's watching. That's what that was saying.
I got that from like, oh, you're like, oh, there's someone like, I don't think anyone's watching me. Now I can like kind of dance and groove out to it.
Yeah. Yeah, we got off subject. But, love Hey Arnold. Like, love like the togetherness that they had. Like, I've always wanted that. I always lived in apartments in, I did live in one house in my childhood, but I lived in mostly apartments, right. And it was hard to see, like, where the kids were playing at. There were some cases where there was kids, like, there was a good neighborhood of kids, like, everyone would start playing with each other, and I loved that. It was great, but also, living in apartments, like, you're basically by yourself, because you didn't see, you know, where other kids were doing, like, there was no yard, or there wasn't areas where kids could just go play.
Did you ever play games with your sister when you were younger?
Yeah.
Or, like, was it, like, you guys were just kind of, like, on your own thing?
No, we were, like, close. Like, we were playing everything together, we would go outside and go to the park, and we would reenact, like, movies and shows, and just do all that. So that's why I always wanted, I just wanted togetherness, like that continuity where I'm like, yes, like I have this friend who lives next door to me. I have this friend who lives across the street from me. I have this friend who lives one block away from me, and yeah, we're all going to get together and have
like an adventure. I didn't get that until like I was in junior high. That's when I finally like had something like that.
Yeah. And then also too, Gerald, his family, I always wanted that type of family where everyone was there, you know?
Oh,
you guys didn't know, like, my
dad died, and, you know, well, my mom's still alive when this came out, but I've always wanted my dad, mom, my sister, you know, I always wanted an older brother. That would have been cool, because right. his older brother on there was pretty cool, too. Do you remember his older brother? He was, like, muscular. Like he had the...
But he was, like, super, like, low-key about, like, whatever.
Yeah. And then Gerald's just like, yeah, whatever, man, you know.
Like, this, oh, should we do this all the time? Yeah. They're like, what? This is awesome.
Yeah, so I've always wanted that type of family, so I've always was fascinated with Gerald. So that's why I have those two. So do you want to?
Okay, so what's your number one?
Drum roll. I'm going with Hey Arnold.
Ooh. See, I thought it was going to be like that. I'm going Rugrats.
See? I told you. But we had the top two the same.
Yeah, only because I watched, like, sentimental value. Like, Rugrats means more to me than Hey Arnold does. I've watched that show way more than I did Hey Arnold. Like, there was, like, a point where I could, like, recite, like, all the lines. When the movie came out, like, my grandma was like, do you guys want to go to the movies? I'm like, heck yeah.
Are you talking about the Rugrats movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that movie.
I don't think the Hey Arnold movie made it to theaters.
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I just remember.
I remember watching it. I remember seeing it, and I remember they were promoting it with the cups.
Yeah, because I remember like this was when Dill was coming in. That was the first time we ever saw Dill on screen. You're like, what? Like Tommy's got a brother? Like,
no, it was
that
cool.
was crazy. That, like,
and the songs on there.
Yeah.
Do you remember the songs on there?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I was like, those are genius.
Yeah, so that was the... That's gotta take the cake for me. This took a lot longer than like I thought it would. We might have to do like one or two episodes of this.
Like, yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
But, also, to piggyback, I've recently watched both Rugrats and Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold still resonates where I can watch it.
Right.
Constantly in like binge watch, preferably. I don't really binge watch, but like I can watch two or three episodes and not, you know, still be engaged. Rugrats now I cannot watch because
really?
No, I feel like you don't have as big as imagination as you did as a kid. You thought everything was you thought everything was possible in a sense. You know, I'm still optimistic, but as an adult, you're like, you know, I know what you guys are doing now. As a kid, you're like, they actually went on a fucking journey, you know, throughout the damn kitchen.
See, that's where I have a problem. Because, I mean, we talked about our age before, like, I'm going to be 30 this year, you're 28.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people around our age are like, you still watch cartoons? Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you watching cartoons?
That's a problem.
So I get that. And it's like, but for me, it's like, I don't watch it because it's a cartoon. Like, I don't know how to explain it. For me, I'd rather watch a cartoon than a TV show.
Same.
The voice acting is a lot harder to do, and you can create, like, automatic emotion based off the animation.
Right.
There's also like a lot of beautiful animation on there for like a lot of different things. Anime is like kind of pushing like the envelope on that. If you look at some of the like the now fight scenes and like, you know, later stuff, like Megalobox is a big one where it's about boxing and like you're watching the fight scene on it and you're like getting excited for like stuff like that because of like how the animation's moving. Rugrats is one of those things where it's like I can watch it and be okay with it. Hey Arnold is one of those things where I can watch it, be okay with it. Doug is one of those things where I'd probably be like, I don't really want to watch this right now. Like,
yeah.
Even though I have access to it. Fairly Odd Parents would be one of those things where I could watch it.
No, I can watch Fairly Odd Parents for sure. Like, I can still watch Rocket Power too.
But it's like, I've never seen it as something that's like, where the imagination is kind of taken away from it because I'm always able to dip right into that right away.
True. But this is just my personal experience. I was watching it and I was just not engaged.
Well, that's what I'm like.
And I was just trying. I'm loving it. You know, I'm still loving the characters. Like, oh, I forgot about that part. But then you're like, I don't want to watch this anymore. Rather, on the flip side, I was watching Hey Arnold and I would just remember saying, oh, is the show over already? I felt like I just started watching it. So that's just me
as a person, like, I'm not saying, like, everyone's going to be like, yeah, you're right.
There's people that are, like, that don't even want to watch it, like, cartoons, period, you know? Like, it's...
Yeah, people talk about fucking Disney. We'll get into that, but, like, Disney, like...
We can dip into that in the last part of this, and then the next episode we'll go into our top Disney ones.
Yeah.
But go ahead and finish on this one.
But, yeah, I was just saying, like, people talk about Disney, they're like... You should be, you're too old to be watching Disney movies.
Right.
And I'm like, do you know that's part of our, how we grew up? Like, that's our childhood.
It's like, there's that, but it's like, so I took my mom to go see Frozen when it came out in theaters. My mom was like, you'd really go see Frozen with me in theaters? I'm like, look, I could care less, like, who else is in the theater. It could just be us two, you know, like, first of all, like, I'm taking my mom out, like, to do something.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm paying for it, which is something that, like, I always wanted to do as a kid. I always wanted to go buy my mom a car, buy my mom like a house, like she getting the best of everything. Like, if I had the opportunity to like treat my mom out on a day, like I'm taking my mom everywhere. I'd be like, put $40 in your car, like that's for your gas.
Yeah,
like I know you need it for work. It's like, cool, whatever we drive around, like I'll throw another 20 in it. Like food, whatever you want to eat, I don't care. I want to look at the menu and go like, yeah, whatever you want, go for it, like just order whatever, I don't care. Like, money's not an issue, mom. Mm-hmm. Like, you're my mom, you know. Like I've said millions of times before, like, I treat my mom very highly. You know, single mothers out there have it really hard, and I've seen through it. And
we,
like,
both went through that.
Yeah. And there's, like,
seen it.
And there's a lot of things where, like, I know I said and did as a kid that I just feel like shit for. You know, like, if I was there back in, like, the time when, like, younger me was saying that shit, I'd probably slap the shit at myself. Like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you can't be saying shit like that, you know. But my mom stood there and, like, took it all. So, like, for me to, like, give my mom a chance to do anything. Like,
women are the strongest
right. people so, ever. So, back on the topic of, like, me taking my mom to go see Frozen, mm-hmm. it was, like, I don't see it as, like, a kid movie. I see it as, like, Disney creates something that's, like, really unique, and I watch a lot of it now for, like, the story and the animation. My mom has a degree in graphic design. She got it when Toy Story came out. I wanted to get my degree in graphic design. Now I'm more like, no, I want to do photography and film. So when I go and watch Frozen, I'm like watching for like the details and like the little subtle hints and everything. And I'm like, this was a really good movie. Frozen's a really great movie, right? You can't knock it.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Okay.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Okay.
It's a good movie.
We can go into detail. I swear to God.
It's a good movie.
No, like Moana is a good movie. Moana's not a great movie.
I can watch that over Frozen.
You can only do that because Frozen is outplayed. It's the same with Finding Nemo.
I can still watch Finding Nemo.
I'd rather watch Finding Nemo and Frozen over Moana.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
To each song.
But I'm saying it's because, like, the way the story was written, the way everything was, it was a twist on a thing where she was supposed to be the villain, but she wasn't really a villain. You know, everyone thought that Hans was going to be, like, the true love or whatever, right? And then, like, it turns out, like, her true love was her sister. And, like, and you're like, that's another form of love. Like, holy shit. Like, right. I didn't think about something like that. So that was, like, that's why I really liked it, because it was unique in that sense. You know?
The person it was a very, like, fresh start from the other Disney movies. Wasn't, like,
if you dive deeper into, like, not the lore, but, like, I guess the backstory of, like, when everything was created and, like, and what they wanted. It's like, whoa. Like, that changes everything about it. Because you know me, like, anytime, like, previews come out, I'm always like, we need to watch this movie. Like, this is the movie to watch. Or I'm like, I don't know too much about this one. Like, that might be a no. Or, like, I might say off the bat, like, no, don't watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, like, I'm very critical when it comes to certain movies. Disney has always been, like, upping the bar. So, like, when it comes to Disney movies, it's like, yeah, I want to go see that Disney movie in theaters. I want to see that. Like, and at the same time, if I gave you two free tickets to go to Disneyland, like, airfare, hotel, two tickets to go right now, like, I don't care who you are, you're gonna go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even if you're like Disney, like you're too old for it. No, no one's too old for Disney. Don't give me that shit.
I
wanna
go this year, actually. All right?
Like, yeah.
You know, we got free tickets.
December. We should go in December.
Why?
Okay, one, we avoid all like the cold over here. And two, they have like their holiday one. They like set the whole thing out like that.
Okay.
They also do it for Halloween too, but Halloween's like not as cool.
Okay.
The Disney one's the Christmas one's a little bit cooler.
Okay, you've been there, so
yeah. Summer's so cool, far. But it's like that one's gonna be packed. Like when you go like in the winter, like
that makes first sense. Part. As soon like, as I said why, I was like, I know why.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, we were talking about like how people get upset when it comes to like adults watching cartoons. Like, it's hard for me to like even talk with girls sometimes about it, you know?
Yeah, that's saying, like, the problem. Like, there would be girls on Twitter, I mean, not Twitter, but Tinder or something like that, or even in person, like, you're still watching Disney movies? Like, how old are you? And I'll look at them like, what's wrong with you that you don't watch
but it? But when we wear the clothes, they're always like...
Always like, oh my god!
How many times do we get compliments on the Lion King stuff?
All or the like time.
Any 90s cartoon stuff. Yeah. Oh my god, you had this on! Like, okay.
This is the coolest thing ever!
Right.
Like, so, something's resonating where you're like, that's nostalgia, I like this.
It's... The big thing now for our generation is nostalgia. Like, anything nostalgic, that's why all these 90s stuff are coming back, you know? That's why the jacket that I got, that NASA one, like, it looks doper than, like, probably what it is, because it has, like, the little front pouch pocket, you know? And, like, that was, like, that cool, like, style. Like, stuff like that that, like, resonates a little bit more with, like, us, like, that's the one that's going to be big right now. And I'm sure it's been like that with past generations, too.
Yeah.
You know, I know my mom going... Yes, Prince. Oh my god, I love Prince. I'm like, I'm just finding out about Prince, Mom. Like, well, who is this? She's like, oh, you don't even know.
Right.
You know, us now, we're like, because we work with kids, we're like, what? You don't know about no JoJo? Like, that's not the real JoJo. This is JoJo. You know, stuff like that. Even like video games, when I talk with kids on it, they're like, yeah, I used to play Halo 4 all the time, or Call of Duty Ghosts, that's the best one. I'm like, if you don't get your pacey ass.
Oh my gosh.
12-year-old ass out of here. Like, no. Halo 3 was the best one. Modern Warfare 2 was, a, like, stuff like that.
You know, I'm not into that.
And, but those are, like, the examples, like, I'm giving. Like...
Good examples.
They are good... No, they're great examples, all right? Don't fucking talk down to me. The point I'm trying to make, if you didn't get it already...
I am getting it, it's like, sir.
So, our generation is all about nostalgia. Like, how many times have we seen 90s bar crawl? How many times did we, like, the 90s snap party?
Yeah.
Like, every time we started doing one of the dances, even when the Bismarckie came on.
I know.
And we started doing the dances, everybody's like, oh my god, that's the dance, that's how they used to do it. Like, yeah, like, yeah, Kimon's doing the cabbage patch there real quick. But that's a huge problem, because a lot of people, they want to shut down anything having to relate to kids. Like, it's the same when you got into high school. How many times are like, are you still playing on, like, the playground and everything? Like, we don't do that. Yeah. Like, okay, I don't
Or you're still wearing those clothes or something. It's always something you're still doing, yada, yada, yada.
And that was a huge impact on, like, a lot of us. Because I know I was like, I don't want to wear this shit anymore. Like, right. I don't want to do this anymore. You know? Like, I threw out my original Power Rangers shirt that was a large.
Same. I threw out a lot of shit.
I was like, you sure you don't want this? Like, it's not cool anymore. Throw it out. And I'm like...
And damn, I went to fucking tall tees, which is the worst fashion I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
And I wore it. I wore two tall tees.
Like, you were that person?
Yes. with the fucking baggy jeans. I'll be like, and I look at pictures, I'm like, what the fuck was I wearing?
Right.
It was terrible.
I mean, look at the 80s haircuts and 90s haircuts. And you're like, that did not age well.
Mm-mm.
Or the all jean. The jean jacket with the jean pants.
Some people can pull it off. I can pull it off. Kiwizy can pull it off.
Shut up.
But we since we have a little more time, I wanted to get into, even though it's not Disney, I never got your take on, did you see the trailers for Toy Story 4 and Aladdin?
Aladdin's gonna flop.
You think so?
I'm classifying Aladdin. I didn't like Jungle Book.
Huh?
I didn't like Jungle Book. I hated it.
Okay, what about Lion King 2?
That one would probably be better, only because there's no person.
It's the same guy, though.
There's no person in it, though.
True. True.
So.
Because it throws it off.
There's something about it, because Disney has the potential to do like really great animation stuff. I mean, we see it with Pixar all the time, you know, but, like, their animation in, like, their live-action films hasn't been the best, and that's what takes it away, because they're trying to make it look, like, realistic, like, hyper-realistic, but it just misses the mark on it.
Right.
So that's why I feel like Lion King is going to do a lot better,
you know,
there's no
human interaction, and it's all like that animation in itself, and it's just the voice acting.
So give me a reason why you think Aladdin's gonna flop.
It just looks like really corny to me.
You think so?
It,
because the first trailer they came out with, I was like,
it looked dumb.
No, I was like, I don't know about this, especially when Will Smith came out, and I was like, what the fuck? Why does he look like that? Then I saw the second one, and I was like,
I think people are gonna hype it up more than what it is. I don't think it's gonna hit like where they're expecting.
I think they're gonna make money, but people are not gonna.
Oh, they're gonna make money.
Yeah.
For any Disney movie makes money, please.
Yeah. Big There's Hero been 6. Some, no, there was some.
Big Hero 6 makes money. Money. Big Hero 6 made money, and it was Marvel based too. But like,
is that Marvel?
Yeah.
Big Hero 6.
Stan Lee co-wrote it.
Oh yeah, he did.
So it's Marvel based. Like, it even says it's like X Marvel. It's like Disney X Marvel, like, right? So that's why the new Big Hero 6 was really big. But I think it's going to be overhyped. I think people are going to give it too much credit. I don't think it's going to be as good as, like, what it is. I think it's going to hit the mark of where Jungle Book hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, it got, like, a 6-point-something rating.
Didn't we go together to go see that?
I can't remember.
We did. We went with your ex. I remember.
Oh, yeah. We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody was like, this is so good. And I was like, it's not that great.
No, we went with Crystal.
We did. That was hella random. Yeah. Yeah, Crystal's a really great friend of ours.
Yeah.
I just talked to her like the other day. I think she was like asking for like a reference point. Toy Story 4. 4?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Looks good to me.
It does look good. I don't think it's gonna be a great movie. I think
it's setting up where we're like, they did that to, you know.
Andy's gonna be in it somehow. I know that.
Yeah.
I guarantee. I put money on it.
At first, when they had the imagination spoon,
that threw the whole.
Like, I was like, what the hell is that? And then I'm like, there's gotta be like a.
Story, yeah, so like
that, like imagination.
So that changes everything, because like before it was like, oh man, it's only like in this small area, like it's only Andy's room, and then you realize it's a lot bigger than that, because like little by little they keep expanding it out, you know. Then you're like, oh, everyone's other toys are like that.
Made a friend in class.
Oh, she's already making
yeah.
friends.
No, she literally like, made.
So she
friend.
Made like
a spoon,
a fork, a spork, a spork. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I know.
But it's like that changed like the whole like thing for me, and that's why I think it's gonna do like really well. It's gonna tug on a lot of heartstrings. I think it's gonna hit home with a lot of different
people.
But I bet you
someone's gonna die.
No,
you don't think so?
I don't think.
I feel like gonna die. I feel like since we're not in the age of like a lot of people playing with toys, there's gonna be like a certain scene where
I think Forky's gonna die. But they're going to remake Forky.
Okay.
Like, I think it's going to be something along that.
Yeah.
I think Bo Peep might break a leg or something like that, and they're going to, like, super glue her back.
I'm thinking it's more one of the main characters.
No.
It's got to be Woody, because
Woody,
if you see the trailer.
You know what I think is going to happen to Woody? I think his voice box is going to break.
Mm-hmm.
The pull string. Yeah. I think he's going to have that broken. So, like, he's still working. He's still Woody, you know. But, like, he can't... He's not, like, a regular toy, like, you know, before. So he'll still talk and everything, but he's like, I'm kind of broken.
Everyone's I'm thinking more, money, like... I'm thinking more drastic. I'm thinking, like...
Like,
he gets torn up destroyed. And, like, he's just destroyed.
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think
that's
going to
I think that's
movie.
Pushing too far for the Disney narrative in that sense. I think that's something that would happen to, like, a villain Disney character.
Yeah.
But I don't think that would happen to, especially a main character. Because there's no market value in that.
Well, this is their last one, though.
But I'm saying, like, market value as, like, moving forward. Like,
what do you mean, like, market value moving forward?
Market
if
value
it's their last forward, one, they should go off with a bang,
yeah,
right?
But market value moving forward for, like, Disney characters. Like, if you kill off a character, that character is done.
Well, like, they'll just be sad and get, like, memorabilia of, like, that.
No, it's not. It's not the same in that. It's like, they killed off, you know, they killed off Woody the Woodpecker, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Like they,
I didn't watch that show. That's
why. Was it Woody the Woodpecker? No, it was some other character. Like, if they kill off a cartoon character, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of, like, talking, production, and, like, they go,
yeah, like, we're legit killing off this character, and, like, the character actually dies.
Right.
Like, I don't think that's going to happen to Woody. I don't think it's going to happen to Buzz. I don't think it's going
to
happen to any
of the big ones. Something's going to happen to Woody.
I'm telling you, Woody's probably going to have his little string pull, right? He's going to be broken, you know? Yeah. And then they're going to, like, try to... I bet you... This is what I think is going to happen. And you can quote me on this.
Well, he's going to just always come back
to this. So, he's going to get his string broken, right? He's going to do something that protects the other toys. He's going to be broken, right? He's still, like, working and everything. Andy's going to fix his voice box. And he's going to have, like, different things to say. I bet you that's what's going to happen. Andy's got to come back at some point.
Yeah, you know? This is the last one.
Yeah, like, I think he's going to be like, oh, Woody. He's like, Woody, let me help you. And then, like, he's going to come back and they're like, Woody's back. And he's like, hey, I got a new thing. And, like, you pull it and it's like, he's going to have his original sayings. And then he's going to say, like, other stuff on top of it.
Maybe.
I bet you that's what's going to happen.
I don't know. I'm not confident in it.
Oh my
god. You don't like him like that?
No. Everything about it just looks fake.
Yeah, we're talking about Aladdin right now.
Yeah. Okay. So the live action Aladdin, I don't think it's gonna do well. What was the other one you were talking about?
Lion King. I'm basically talking about the 90s. Like, since we're talking about 90s and you said they're bringing them all back. Let's talk about
put the it ones this way.
Bring it back.
At the start of new seasons for, like, sports, they always talk about, like, stuff on paper looks great.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Boston Celtics last year.
Yeah.
Right? On paper, they look great. You know, they has barely scraped by to the playoffs. Right? Yeah. Howard got hurt first game within, like, minutes. Right?
Hayward.
Oh, I keep saying Howard. Yeah, see, like, shit like that just looks... They look too clean.
But I want you to be honest here. Have you ever seen a trailer and you thought it was going to be a certain movie and then you saw it and you was like, oh, I was like surprised how the movie was compared to the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
there's plenty of movies. Wolverine was one of them.
Where you was like, I don't know. And then you saw it and you were like, yes.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, based on like, because when you're watching this, there's a lot of green screen in the background. There's a lot of like graphic design being done.
Yeah, it looks...
And there's something about it that looks off.
I like the mix of this.
Yeah.
I like how he turns human, though.
Yeah.
You know, if he was just that blue person, I would have been pissed.
Like I said, I think it's going to hit the mark of
You just think it's going to be cheesy. Normal, like...
Because, I mean, like, everything looks too clean.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it needs to feel, like, a little grittier, you know? Like, their clothes. Like, even their clothes and, like, everything. Like,
I agree.
To be, like, poor and have perfect teeth, like, come on, man. Like, have, like, average teeth, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, have perfect teeth later. From, like, the genie.
Yeah, from the wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, on the fence about this. I'm also on the fence about Lion King is one reason. Because it's just... That's just a timeless... Like, that's such a classic movie where...
I think...
If they fuck it up, they're going to ruin the legacy.
It won't. It won't
ruin the legacy. You don't think so? Mm-hmm.
The legacy is too deep. Look at the Freddy versus Jason legacy. Or the Freddy and Jason legacy.
Yeah.
Okay, look at those flop movies.
What?
But it's still a legacy because you remember the original ones that were scary.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it doesn't matter what they do. I mean, you have Lion King 1.5. You have Lion King 2, I think a 3.
I did not watch those.
But I'm saying, like, you have the Lion Guard out, right? That's a Lion King universe, but it doesn't affect... But
I'm saying they're remaking the actual
film. But it's not going to affect it. They remade Freddy. It didn't affect it. You're still like, nope, Freddy's still a guy with claws that will kill you in your sleep.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't affect anything. Corny. Okay, but it doesn't affect, like, the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, when you cement yourself with a movie like that, it's not going to affect anything else going down the line.
Aren't you going to be, like, more critical of the film?
Like, I'm going to be the most critical person there.
Okay. So, let's say they do all the songs and it's like different. It doesn't sound the same. You're like, now you're looking at the movie like it's losing this, you know.
Every movie that I watch, I always try to give it a fresh start and like I give it a chance.
Yeah, I want to give it a chance.
So Us is one of those movies where after thinking about it more, I would probably give it more as like a high 7 or high 7, low 8.
That's huge for you.
Like, because at the time I was like, yeah, it's a 9. And like I sat there and like rewatched it, like some parts, and like thought about it more.
Oh,
and I was like,
so never mind.
Like, because that's what I do with
movies. I thought you meant like you didn't have any expectations. And then when you saw it, you were like, oh, highly impressed. But it was vice versa, right? Like you had high expectations.
It, for me, it looked like more of a suspense thriller than it did look like a horror film. Everybody keeps saying horror film. Horror film for me would be like, they're going to be, someone's going to die. You know, like if the kid died or one of the kids died, like that would be more of a horror thing.
Yeah, it was more like a psychological, like
suspense thriller.
Yeah.
So for me, like that's where it missed the mark, and that's where like it had the potential to be a lot more, you know, but it didn't. You know, there's some things that were predictable. People were complaining like, oh, it's going to wrap up. Oh, look, we have to sit through another 15 minutes. Like I didn't feel like that through the movie. I felt like it was building up to something.
Yeah.
And like it hit the mark where it was, but it also missed the mark in some other points. So, like, it was a great movie. I do recommend going watching it. It is really good.
It's good.
But I don't think...
I love the twist.
Per se. At the end. I had
a suspicion about it, but I was just like...
I was pretty confident by the time... The first time you got a hint of it.
I got a good suspicion when there were... the parents was like, I want my old girl back. Remember when...
Oh. I got a hint of it when they were leaving the second house.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when mom showed.
Yeah, and she had the...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's... And I was like, does... And like, that's when like, I started like, okay, I need to like...
Yeah, because it was some... More. All of you were like, why is she making that sound?
Yeah. So...
All right, we're telling them.
Yeah, but, not trying to dip point too much. That's where we're being like super vague about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's... Like, you know me when it comes to movies, I'm super critical about, like, a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And I know you always go, so how'd you feel about this movie? Like, and I give you, like, my honest opinion about, like, whatever movies. Like, I don't hold punches when it comes to movies. Like.
But, yeah.
I feel like it's... Lion King on paper is going to be great.
Okay.
On paper, okay?
On paper.
And it's the same thing that, like, I mean, look at the cast. You know,
is incredible.
Like, look at like the movie that they're gonna do.
Incredible.
Like, it's a great movie.
How they got James Earl Jones to come back? Oh, was the,
you know his ass.
Oh my gosh! If they did not have him, I would be like,
no,
I'll watch it on DVD. Be the same. I'll be like, I'll wait until DVD.
Yeah, I would have told you straight up. I was like, it's not the same. You need James Earl Jones.
Oh my god! I'm so happy they did that. Yeah. But yeah, that.
So it looks great on paper. I need to see more trailers in order to give like my own.
That's what I'm waiting on. They're probably gonna do it when these come out. That's what they always do.
Or like closer when it comes out.
Yeah, but when Aladdin comes out.
As of right now, that's what I'm saying. Like as of right now, it looks great on paper. I'm excited for it.
And we can end it off this. Like I'm so excited about all these movies coming out. Like, just the anticipation. Like, even if you don't think it's gonna be as good, but you want to know. So Aladdin, Lion King. Toy Story 4, Avengers, like, what's going to happen in Avengers, you know? Shazam, I want to see. There's a ton, like,
So put it this way. I will still go
Frozen
watch
Frozen 2, like, yeah.
Ooh, that one looked... I saw that and I was like, yes, this is what I was hoping for. Because everybody was like, Elsa needs to have, like, fighting powers. And she's like, no, fuck this. I'm going to be more badass.
Yeah.
Like, when she was, like, shaking off, like, the water, like, no, I fucking got this. Let's go. And I was like, yeah, you go. Hey, go. Kick their ass.
But you can agree that this year seems like
a
year of
so here's
great
my,
movies.
Here's my thing about movies, because I know some people are going to take the wrong idea from it. Even if I think it's bad, I will still go watch it.
No. That's why I said the anticipation.
There's only certain movies that I know 100%, like A Wrinkle in Time, that one.
Yeah, that
was
terrible.
I told my friend was like, because he gets tickets to go see the private screenings.
Yeah.
His name is Leo Rydell. He does like a lot of like movie reviews and everything. And we always talk about a lot of stuff. Oh, I thought you were saying like, oh, that's him right now. I was like, how do you have his number?
I was like, here.
But I always, like, I talked to him about it, and he was like, he's like, oh, it's going to be a great movie. I was like, it's going to be trash.
That movie
is trash. He was like, he's like, no, no, it's going to be good. He watches the movie, comes back, and he's like, that movie was trash. And I was like, I told you. And, like, I explained, like, I can predict a movie on what it's going to be and, like, how it's going to be based off the previews and, like, context clues. And I can tell you, like, how a movie is going to be for the most part. And that's if, like, I'm really...
But, like I told you before, you've seen a trailer you thought it was going to be a certain way, and it wasn't.
Yeah. Correct, no, it has been like that. But for the most... Like I said, for the most part, like, I can predict... And I told him, I was like, it's going to be too much animation. It's going to be really poorly done. And, like, he saw it, and, like, that's what it was.
Yeah, that movie just had too many layers. I'm just like...
Like, and
just
that's... stick to that's what's work. Happening with, like, Aladdin, where it's, like, it's teetering on that, where it has too much.
Yeah.
Based off the second trailer, it's like... You know what? I think the comedy might balance it out, but on the flip side, they might have used all their jokes in the trailers.
You think so?
Like
that's how mostly they are too.
That's a problem because like if you see the trailer so many times, you know, and then you watch
you're gonna
the movie,
say it already like, in the movie.
That joke is not as funny as like what it yeah. was. So like in the it movie loses, Up, you know. In the movie Up, one of the funniest scenes in the entire movie was when he imagined himself kicking the kid off the porch, mm-hmm. you know, and all of a sudden he's like, sir, and he like snaps out of it and the kid's there and he's like, oh shit, I imagined it. Like yeah. that's one of the funniest scenes in like the whole movie.
Was that in the trailer?
No, it was okay. never in the trailer. But like my friend was telling me about it. He's like, there's one scene that's gonna be the funniest scene because they didn't show it in the trailer. It's like, and I'm so glad they didn't. That's and like so dope, that's yeah. that's what it is. So I didn't tell you because he worked at the Academy of Art College in San Francisco.
Oh nice.
And a guy from Pixar came over and they showed him the entire movie Up.
Oh no, you did.
Like,
me
yeah,
this.
Like I months before it came this. Out.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, let's end it.
So, those are our things on it. We're gonna hit you guys with some other 90s stuff in the next coming episodes. It probably won't be
cartoon shows.
Yeah, it probably won't be like the next episode. You know, because I feel like we want to like put some space.
You know,
in between
spread
them.
It out. Like we've
but,
been doing it.
Yeah, we'll have those lists for you guys, and if we'd miss something. You know, that you guys are like, you fucking didn't talk about this 90s Nickelodeon and, TV show. Yeah. Then
I'll
like, let us know.
So people have been like, especially a couple people, they're like, you guys are not promoting it. We're you guys need to do that. So I'm going to make sure I'll promote it and put it out there. I'm going to have like a picture of the four shows I had. And I'm going to tell you which one I'm going to put the link and say, go see which one did I choose. So right. you guys can go see it. I think Jorge will do the same. We'll promote it more.
Yeah.
We just, you know, it's no excuse, but we've just been
pushing it out yeah. for the most part. I mean, it is on my Twitter. So when you go on my Twitter and I do post it, like as soon as I post it, you guys will see it man. On my Twitter. Did I burp? My bad.
Oh, that shit stinks.
It was like a deep burp.
Yeah. I was like, I can tell you just ate that.
At quickly. Least I didn't fart, right?
Like, oh, shit. I was like, it was just like a whiff.
It was like, God damn. All right, my bad. Shit.
You good.
Throw me under the bus. No, you already told everyone else. Damn.
Everyone burps. Like, chill.
Oh, yeah. Try to cover it up now. No, it's okay.
All right.
It's not like your best friend throwing everyone's dirty laundry out in like the middle of the street.
God. Hey.
But yeah, no, so I posted on my Twitter. I've used the same handle for everything. Mixer, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter. It's all the same thing. So like my streaming services, like that's what they are. So you guys can always find it on there too. Every Saturday, like I try to do it right at 10. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer because it has to like buffer and everything. But we try to do it every Saturday. I think we missed 2 Saturdays. That's it.
Yeah.
Since we started. So.
Not bad.
So this is episode 11, unless this goes out on a later time because we find something else to talk about.
Right, but that's better.
Yeah, so, I mean, this one's kind of long because we were talking about some other stuff. But, yeah, let us know your thoughts. If you guys have any comments or anything, you can always hit us up, like, in the DMs, in the comments, whatever it is.
Slide in my DMs, ladies.
And fellas.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, big man. Yeah. Oh, you like a tall dog.
I was not allowed to request.
Denied.
Yeah.
But yeah, like hit us up on any of it. Like let us know. Yell at us like that we skipped like your favorite show or whatever.
We're doing Nick right now, so don't talk about any other show.
No, I said it in the beginning. I was like, for a disclaimer, like, I know there's going to be a show that we're going to forget, so do not try to chew us out for it. And you're like, no, yell at us.
You know, yeah, for sure.
So, all right, anything else?
No, that's it, pretty much.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, we're out of here. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.
Arrivederci.